Dear Diary, today I had a great conversation with a student who's a mascot for a university somewhere in the United States. Okay, I'll give you a clue. He's an eagle, but that's all I can say. And it went like this. So, hey, how have you been?
Pretty good. Enjoying break so far. Finally done.
Awesome. Is this your last semester?
I'm actually in grad school right now. So I'll be going this fall, in the spring, and then I'm taking the summer off, and I'll be going back in the fall for my last semester.
Okay. So how long have you been the mascot?
I think my earliest recollection is, or earliest like record of it is 2011. So okay. About 5 years now.
At the same university?
Yes.
And like, how did you become the mascot? Did you have to audition?
It was kind of just a spur of the moment thing. They had posted something on the, on our like main campus's website that had said, oh, are you, you have school spirit. Do you want to be the mascot? Contact this email for information. And I really thought nothing of it and didn't really go through with it. And then my dad and I had traveled out to a game at Kansas State University, and we were there when the team got off the bus. And so we were talking with a bunch of the athletics personnel, and my dad is the one that actually asked, hey, are you guys still looking for a mascot? Because my son is kind of interested. And I just kind of stood there like, oh, come on, Dad, really? You had to ask that.
No, I feel you. My dad would do the same thing.
The one that speaks up when you don't want to. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they said, yeah, they were still looking, and they gave me an email to contact. So as soon as we got back, I shot them an email, and then within the week, I had a tryout. So
that's cool. So you had to audition, right?
Yes, I did.
So how did that go?
It was interesting because like I went up and I didn't really know what to expect. I was actually a commuter student, so I went to a regional campus, and I had to drive like 45 minutes up to the campus, and it's all I had to do up there. So it's like, well, this could either go really well and I could be up here and make it worth my time, or it's going to be a 5-minute meet and greet and I wasted an hour and a half of my day driving to and from the school. But I got up there. They asked me a couple questions, like basically what your major was, how long you've been going to school, simple stuff like that so that they could confirm that you were a student. Mm-hmm. And then they said, all right, go ahead and here's a suit, put it on. And they put me in it and they said, we're going to run through some kind of drills just to see if you can kind of get out of your shell. And so they had a marketing assistant come in and they were like, all right, we just scored a touchdown. And what do you do? Or, oh, we just missed the game winning shot. How do you react? And so that was all like game day scenarios. And then they ran me through fan interaction. They said, oh, well, this, she's going to play a little kid that's afraid of you.
Yeah.
How are you going to react? Or they're kind of overzealous. What are you going to do? And stuff like that. And then once that was finished, they took me over to our student center and just kind of had me interact with students for the first time.
Wow. That seems like a lot. I mean, they just like threw you in there like, oh, like here's some students. Like, let's do this right now.
Yeah. It was a busy day to say the least.
Yeah. Wow. And so were you a high school mascot or no? Like,
not really. It's funny because back at my high school, we were really only good at one sport and it was basketball. Mm-hmm. And so my senior year, my best friend and I, it was about Halloween. We had our homecoming game for football and we actually went out and bought costumes because we weren't even sure our high school had a mascot costume. We went out and bought Trojan outfits because our mascot was the Trojans. So we had like armor, helmets, leg guards and everything, and actually dressed up and showed up to the game just in all of our stuff. And we had someone from our athletic department in my high school come up to us and they're like, hey, do you guys want to like run out with the team? And like, sure. And so we went and ran out with the team, and it was funny because the very next spring they actually brought our mascot out and we're like, yeah, we kind of showed that there was school spirit and kind of forced them to bring the mascot back out after it had not shown up for my whole entire 4 years of being in high school. But
oh, wow.
An official mascot, no, but taking it upon yourself to be the student mascot, yes.
That's dedication right there. That's awesome.
It was fun. It We had a good time.
And then so now that you're the college mascot, did that come with any benefits or a scholarship or anything? Or you just do it because it's fun?
We don't have any scholarship or benefits right now. I know we were mainly focused through the marketing department, but now we're getting tied in back in with cheer and dance through our athletics department. And I know that now they're talking about putting a book scholarship in place for whoever is the mascot. But currently, it's just a paid student employment position, hourly rate.
Well, yeah, at least you get something.
Yes.
With my college, from what I heard, I only had one class with the guy, but he said that as long as you were the mascot, you got a free ride. And I was like, what? I should have done that.
I know there are certain schools that do that. Like there's a school I know of that gives a full ride, but the audition process is like 5 weeks long. You go through one audition, two auditions, three auditions, and they cut you down to like three people, and then they make their decision from there.
No, yeah, I imagine that. That's tough if they're, you know, giving you this crazy scholarship.
And you have to be outstanding, so.
Yeah. So what kind of skits and promotions do you do? Do you make up your own?
If we do any skits, they are made up by myself, the dance team, or our head cheerleading coach. Do the typical kind of stuff like dance-offs. I've seen a couple other schools do some things that I'm interested in kind of bringing to where I go to school. But, you know, it's all implementation time. It's, hey, can we do this? Well, we have to get it approved and all that other stuff. But a lot of our skits and stuff involve dance and cheer. But, yeah.
Has anything ever been, like, shut down? You're like, no, you can't do that. Did you think of something? And then they're like, nope.
Not really. A lot of times, it like I'll bring it up and then it just doesn't go anywhere, either because we get busy with whether it be graduation at the end of football season and I'm trying to kind of get the ball rolling for next football season, or it's beginning of basketball season. But then once we get into basketball, it's kind of too late to do anything unless it's a late in the season game. So it just kind of gets forgotten and pushed to the back burner. But this year, I think since it's one of my last years, I actually pushed my graduation back so that I could do one more football season. I plan on going full out next year with skits, promotions, and everything like that.
Yeah, like how do you handle the studying and the classes and all the events that you do?
Well, it definitely takes some time management skills, I'll say that. Because not only like do I mascot, do I have a full-time schedule, especially now with graduate school. I had full-time schedules in undergrad. I was also working part-time at a retail store in my hometown. And then from last year, about the end of the semester, April, till now, I also have an internship working about 20 hours a week. So it's kind of it's a lot to juggle.
But
I have very understanding managers. Like if I say, hey, I have to go, I have an event that I have to do. They're like, oh, yeah, sure. No problem. I'll make sure you get that day off or something like that. As for school, there's not a whole lot of events that are mandatory. Like I know some schools have like an event almost every day where they want the mascot to show up, or they have some community event. Our community events are pretty annual, I guess, so to speak. Like we always do something for July 4th. We always do something for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And obviously every basketball game, every home sporting event, we're usually pretty much there. But there are just some games that are optional. And if I'm not in it, then we'll put another member of cheer or dance in it and kind of send them and have them do some cheerleading and dance routines and stuff like that.
Well, that's cool that you have that option. Like someone else could just jump in there and take your place. But you definitely want consistency, right? I mean, I don't know. I always think that's
something.
Absolutely.
We have a specific walk that we do. We have kind of specific ways that we interact with the crowd. We don't have a signature move yet. It's been something we've been trying to do for like probably 2 years now. Everything's kind of taken and we don't want to copy off of any other mascot. We want to be original.
Yeah.
It's difficult to try and come up with something that's original, but I've had multiple people tell me that even when I'm in the suit and I can't speak back or anything like that, they say, oh, it's the good. You've been, you're always the one. Yeah. You're always the one that does a really good job. And we always hope it's you whenever we come to games. And that kind of makes you feel good, but yeah. It also makes you realize that there are some things that other people aren't doing that sets them apart, and that's not how it should be.
Oh, yeah. So how many people know that you're in the suit? Do a lot of people know?
At events, very few, but knowing that I have to go do something, obviously my store manager at work knows, because I have to be able to tell him, hey, I have an event, I have to go mascot. And okay.
Yeah.
My close family knows, obviously, because my dad and I are avid college football fans, and it's kind of like, hey, I have to go get something to eat. And then if I don't show up until the fourth quarter, it's like, well, where'd you go? So my dad obviously knows. And then my girlfriend knows, and my two best friends know. But other than that, it's pretty much under wraps outside of the athletic department. We'll say that.
No, yeah. I mean, I think that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
So I think, oh, man, college, you deal with a variety of people. But you have you have the kids, you have the drunks, you have the groupies, but you also have the teenagers. You know what I mean? You have those, like, those 18 and 19 year olds. And like, I'm a teacher and I would never, ever teach high school. And so I feel for you. And I think those are the hardest, craziest ones to deal with. So do you have any stories of dealing with any of those, you know, people? Or
I've dealt with those people before. And a lot of times you just have to walk away. Like, our first home football game of the season is the game where everyone kind of pregames, because it's, hey, it's the kickoff to the semester. It's time to party, time to have fun. And so the student section is filled, but it's usually filled with rambunctious, inebriated students, to say the least. They always want a picture. They're not pushy and they're not shovey, but you know how someone gets way too comfortable, way too fast, and they invade your personal space? It's a lot of that. And being in a suit, it's hard to keep your balance sometimes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Especially standing on bleacher stands when you're trying to take a picture with people who are leaning on you in groups. But it's just something you just got to stand there and you got to take, and you got to say, take the picture, take the picture, take it. I'm going to fall, take the picture. But it's fun. The best story that I would have is that one year we were playing for our conference championship, and my dad had bought a ticket to the game, and I was able to travel with like our alumni and boosters, and I went up with the suit and changed and got to mascot the football game. It had been a very long time since our team had even come close to winning a championship, so it was a really big deal for us. I had called my dad and I said, hey, where are you sitting? I have to come up. We have to get a picture because this is a big deal. And not like I can get out of the suit and come up, but I'm going to come up in the suit and let's get a picture. And so he told me where we're sitting, and lo and behold, he sat at the very end of the opposing team section.
Oh, man.
So I walk up and I'm like, I kind of look and I see him and I say to myself, I'm like, ah, I think I can do this. I can get up there, and it's right on the end. I'll get in, get out, get the picture. No big deal. So I walked up to the section, walked up to where my dad was sitting. Luckily, he was sitting at the very back end towards where, like, you walked down towards the field to get to your seats. So he was in the very last row, and all that was behind him were people standing at like the rails, having a beer and stuff like that. So I went to go walk down because I could see my dad from where I was standing. I went to go walk down to get a picture, and this guy kind of puts his arm out in front of me, and he's like, hey, what are you doing? You can't go down there. You're in the wrong section, buddy. And I can't talk, so I'm kind of I kind of point to my shirt. I point to my dad because he's got yellow on, and the guy just won't quit. So I kind of like slide under his arm, slide away from his arm. Well, he ends up hitting the back of the helmet.
Oh, man.
Doesn't topple me forward, but it kind of knocks me off balance, and it's loud. It makes a loud noise. So everyone turns around and looks, and this guy is drunk. Luckily, there's a cop right there. And so the cop doesn't force me out of the section. He goes to the guy. He says, hey, what are you doing? He's like, oh, come on. He can't be here. Cop's like, dude, chill out. It's the mascot. He's taking a picture with the fan. Relax. And so I get down there and take a picture with my dad. And then as I'm taking this picture, another fan starts walking up the section. And pretty much shoulder checks me while I'm standing in the aisle taking a picture with my dad. And he's like, oh, you're in the wrong section, buddy. And I can't say anything. I'm like, all right, whatever. Let me get this picture and get out of here. And so I end up, I'm mad, but I'm not going to do anything. So I just get up and I walk away. Come to find out after the game, when I talked to my dad, that the cop that had told the guy to stop talked to my dad, and my dad was like, oh yeah, that was my son in this suit. He wanted to get a picture. And the cop was like, oh, that's really cool. And I was like, that was really nice of him to come over and get a picture with you. And he's like, don't worry, if anything happens, I'll get this guy out of here. So my dad basically had a bodyguard for the rest of the game.
Oh, that's sweet.
In addition to that, all of the fans around him from the opposing team were like, wait, your guy's mascot was over here? Oh, I would have gotten a picture with him. Why did he leave? I would have gotten a picture. Then when the game was over and my dad was leaving, apparently this drunk fan was still kind of causing a ruckus and trying to be intimidating and kind of yelling obscenities towards my dad because he was wearing our team's colors. These two former football players for the opposing team walk up to my dad, say, don't worry, we got this.
Oh, man.
And walked up and basically started they didn't do anything physical. They just kind of stood next to the guy and they were like, hey, relax, come on. You're giving us a bad rep. And basically like just started shouting at this guy. And my dad got out of there unscathed. And that was the biggest experience. And now it's one of my most hated teams, and I absolutely hate it.
Yeah, that'll start a rivalry for sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. But at least, you know, there's good people out there. You know, your dad was like protected and stuff. So
yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. Wow. I wasn't sure how that was going to end. I was like, whoa.
No physical violence, but it was still an interesting time.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously you do a lot of football events, but there's a lot of other things. What would you say is your favorite?
Favorite that I've done or favorite that I currently do?
That you've done of all time, I guess.
Favorite thing that I look forward to every year is first home football game of the season.
Okay.
Just because it's packed full of fans.
Yeah.
It's always great to get out there and run out with the team. You have all the expectations of the off season that have built up, all brand new faces. Everyone's usually out because it's usually a night game in the summer. So it's still fairly warm out. It's usually what you would call in college football a gimme game against a FCS opponent or something like that, meant to be a win. That's my most looked forward to event. As for my favorite event that I ever do, oh, it's a tough one. What do I look forward to every year? Because it's really hard to pick. I would have to say rivalry games, whether it's home or away, if they send me for travel or not. Home are always better.
Yeah, definitely.
There's no better thing to do, I guess, than to be there and be able to be on the field, on the court, have that rise and fall of emotions because you can stand there right with the team and I guess soak it all in year after year.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to do one more football season, was because we didn't win our rivalry game this year. So I want to be there for the chance to win it next year. I want to go out with a win.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I wish your team the best of luck. I hope your team wins. I don't know the other team, but I'm going to cheer for you. So what's the hardest thing about mascotting?
I would say being prepared for whatever's going to happen, whether it's the weather and you're in an end of August football game. You have to be ready with all your hydration and your sustenance throughout. Or if it rains, you have to be prepared to be soaked and sitting in like a 50 to 100 pound suit. It's kind of the unexpected is the hardest thing. And you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who you're going to interact with or anything like that. And after 5 years of it, I've kind of learned where to go, where not to go, when to do certain things, what I'm allowed to do. But for someone new coming in, that's going to be the hardest thing to do, because I remember when I first started during basketball games and they had like timeouts and stuff like that, you see all the cheerleaders and all the dance team go out on the court if it's in a full timeout. I was never sure when I first started out. I was like, wait, can I go on the court right now? Do I have to ask permission? It's just kind of one of those things that you have to learn. That's learn what you're allowed to do, I guess, is the hardest thing.
Yeah. So when you're out there in the rain, I never thought about that. I mean, do you put on a poncho or anything, or you just like, you get soaked out there? Cause that makes the costume even heavier.
It does. So for me, I just kind of suck it up and go with it. Unless it gets to be a torrential downpour, then they're usually say, okay, we're scratching all of our promotions today. You can go ahead and get out and leave. But we had a football game this past season. I think it was week 3. Yeah, it might have been week 3. We had started the game. We had done national anthem. We were getting ready to kick off. And they decide to delay the game. Well, it's already been raining for 2 hours, and I've been in the suit for 3 because it's the first football game of the season. The rain pretty much, we knew it was coming, but it just showed up. So before the game, everyone was out tailgating. It was bright and sunny and gorgeous day. And so I was really sweating a lot. As soon as they hit that national anthem, I look up and you can just see black clouds.
What?
Right over top. And I'm like, oh, here we go. So they delayed the game. It ended up taking, it was a 2-hour delay that I did not get out of the suit for, which I could have. But instead, I walked around our field house because that's where all the fans were. I walked around the field house, took pictures, and just kind of hung out with the fans. We got back to the game. The thunder and lightning had stopped, but it was still raining. Just a slight drizzle. About the second or third quarter, though, the rain picked up. It started. Our sidelines, we have those like promotional signs that are the pads that are triangles folded. Uh-huh. And it basically moved all of them, the wind, 10 to 15 yards down the field.
What? Oh my gosh. And
it rained so hard that you could not see from one end of the field to the other.
Wow.
And I just kind of stood there and I'm like, well, all right, I guess I'm going to get wet today. So I was soaked. It was super heavy. I was ready for the game to be over. It went 4 overtimes.
Oh my gosh.
So that total day, I was in the mascot suit for, I think it was 8 hours.
Oh my gosh.
And that goes back to one of those things being prepared for. I was not prepared. I hadn't taken anything to eat, like a protein bar or anything like that, because I'm thinking, it's going to be a quick game. We're going to be in. We're going to be out. It's over. I wasn't expecting the rain delay. I wasn't expecting the overtimes. I was on my last bottle of water, and yeah.
You got to steal food from people. I heard mascots are really good at that. So you gotta learn that little trick when you're like, I don't have anything to eat. I'm just going to steal these nachos.
Food, yeah.
I'll just take a few here and take a few there.
Yeah.
Wow. So how long did it take? How long does it take your suit to dry after something like that?
Well, I don't personally take care of our suit. Our equipment department actually handles it.
Oh, okay.
I know that what they probably did what they do with it just on a normal day is they just throw it in the washer, like those industrial size washers.
No, yeah.
And they hang dry it. And the hang drying takes a good 2 to 3 days before it's fully dry, just because of all the pieces and parts, all the foam, all the fur, all the everything like that. It takes a while.
Yeah.
Luckily, we have two suits that we can use. So while one's drying, you can use the other one and then kind of switch them out.
Oh, okay. That's a good strategy. I didn't think about that. Yeah. See, these are the things that I'm learning and that I'm just like so fascinated by. And I'm just, when you tell me, it seems so simple, but then like, this has all been a learning experience.
More into it than you thought.
Yeah. So what mascots inspire you? Are there any that you look up to?
I've always been a fan of Cocky from University of South Carolina. I just love his pregame entrance and everything like that that they do down at Williams-Brice in Columbia. Professional, being in the Northeastern Ohio area, I love Slider. Oh, I remember as a little kid, my dad would always tell me, he was like, we would go to Indians games, and the first thing that I would say as soon as we got there would be, where's the purple guy? Meeting Slider, because I wanted to see him. I wanted to get my picture taken. So he was always my favorite. But in terms of kind of skill and everything, Bango from the Milwaukee Bucks is always fantastic.
Yeah, definitely.
Always puts on a show. trying to think of who else. I've met multiple mascots over the years, and the one that stands out to me the most that I've actually met and kind of worked with at camp is probably UD from the University of Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
Mascot national champion multiple years, always puts the work in. They come with the squad, and that's what I want our school to be like, is I want us to have a mascot squad and kind of get to their level and have the success that they have. So that's kind of where I've tried to set the bar for us.
Yeah, that's awesome that you have like goals for your team and your school and your mascot. Oh, I had something and then it totally like escaped me right now. Oh, so I mean, you're in grad school, so obviously you have a career in mind. Do you think you'll pursue mascotting if something becomes available, or you're gonna stick with your plan? I don't know what your plan is, but
I would love to stick, or not to stick with my plan, but I would love to be a professional mascot. It's always something that's in the back of my mind, and especially with 5, maybe 6 years of experience by the time I'm done, it's something that if I do put it on my resume, it'll be like, it's kind of having that ace in your back pocket, I guess, so to speak.
Yeah.
But the work that goes into it, and there was a show on Hulu a while back called Behind the Mask.
Yeah.
Which I actually auditioned for that show, but
oh wow. How did that go? Whoa. I need this inside story. How did that go?
No, they actually contacted our university and they said, hey, we're making a show, wondering if you guys would be interested in applying. And so they asked for a little short video basically of what we're doing now. They sent over a bunch of questions and they asked for a video and a submission, and then they kind of went from there. Didn't get picked, unfortunately, but it was still kind of an interesting thing to go through and kind of think of the possibility of what might have been, but it was still cool.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, that they thought of you and stuff.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I mean, here I am. I'm not behind the mask. I'm just a person trying to, you know, get a mini like podcast series. And it has been a lot of people ignoring me and a lot of not a lot. I mean, I appreciate the people that do get back to me and just tell me like straight out, no, I appreciate that better than, you know, just ignoring my message when I know you've seen it. But
right.
I don't know. This has just been an experience for me. So, yeah. But anyways.
But like I saw the stuff that the one mascot on there from Pennsylvania, Tux from Wilkes-Barre. Just saw what he went through being minor league for so long, applying for all these professional positions and still not getting anything. And then you kind of look at what he had done, how long he had been it and not getting anything. And it's kind of like, well, all I was a collegiate mascot. And I get it. You got to start somewhere, but is it enough to start somewhere to get a job in the minors or to do something like that and kind of work your way up? And then, is it going to pay the bills? Do you really want to do it? And if I did, should I really be going to grad school or should I have already started? It definitely weighs on what you want to do. But for me, I'm going to stick to my plan for the moment. And then if something comes up, I'm not going to say I'm not going to turn it down. I'm not going to say I will quit whatever job I have and go jump 2 feet in. But it's kind of one of those, just have to wait and see.
Oh, yeah. I feel like you can mascot, you know, you still have, what was the timeline? One more year, right?
About a year from now, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, just meet people, you know, do these podcasts where they ask you to interview. You to do an interview and then, I don't know, just make contacts and all that and see what happens before you graduate and then, you know, get into your plan that you have. It can go either way, but yeah. So did you take pictures? I know you're in grad school. So did you take pictures in the mascot suit with your cap and gown, or do you plan to take those?
For undergrad, no, because I actually didn't walk for my undergrad. I was actually on vacation with family. It's kind of one of those decisions. Do I go to my graduation? Do I go to the beach? Not the beach. But for my graduate school graduation, we don't have anything in place as of now. But I plan on making, like, some universities have sounds terrible to say it like this, but a beheading ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
Where they kind of reveal who was in the suit the entire time. Now, we don't have one of those, but what I'm thinking of doing is something along the lines of either wearing the feet to the graduation or wearing the jersey over top of the gown to the graduation, or both, I don't know, and kind of doing something like that just to say, hey, I was the mascot, and then taking pictures with the feet on, in cap and gown, putting the suit on, cap and gown, everything like that. It's definitely in the works.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because that's going to be like almost 6 years. Yeah. I feel like they got a feel for you, whoever administration is. I know administration is tough. I've been rejected by the administration trying to get, you know, like some interviews. So I know they're tough, but I mean, come on, 6 years, they got to give you that. It's not a lot to ask for. So,
yeah. Well, over the summer when I was applying and waiting on a decision from grad school, I had an event where I was like, you know what, this could be the last event that I do. I should probably take some pictures. So I just kind of sat there and put the helmet next to me so that I almost did my own little photo shoot. Like I took pictures where you couldn't necessarily see my head. It cut off right at the neck. And I had the helmet sitting next to me with the hand on it. And then I had another picture where it was kind of just me chilling there with the helmet kind of in my lap, just kind of looking at it. You know, I did my own little photo shoot just so I had some memories of it and made them meaningful photos and stuff like that.
No, yeah, definitely. That sounds cool. I mean, that's a part of you, you know what I mean? I know like at one point, you know, every mascot's got to separate from that character. But I mean, you want those memories. I mean, you want pictures of those memories and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
I have an entire folder of pictures, whether it's stuff that I took, stuff that I found on the internet that I saved, stuff that people took, Twitter posts, Facebook posts. There have been multiple of our school's newspaper articles where they wanted to interview me. I have those saved. I have a lot of stuff saved.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm the same way. I love taking pictures of, you know, that's how am I supposed to remember anything when I'm old, you know? Yeah. I save like ticket stubs and everything. So
oh, yeah.
I understand.
I have those big huge like green bins that have a flip top lid. I have three of them full of sports memorabilia, whether it's from collegiate games, from postseason games, everything. I'm gonna have one legit man cave when I when I get a house. Yeah,
that's awesome. You gotta post pictures of that.
Oh,
find me. Even if you DM them like Mascot Diaries, it'll still be up. Just be like, oh, this is my man cave. I'd be like, awesome.
Sure.
So do you have any shout outs or anything that you want to give? I know we're keeping this a secret of, you know, what college you go to and who you are, but I don't know if there's any shout outs you want to give.
I don't know. I guess the one thing that I kind of want to get out there is that don't be afraid to be a mascot, I guess. Like a lot of people think it's kind of dorky and you think of, oh, well, who's in the suit? And you always think it's going to be someone, the typical mascot, like what they portray in the movies is they're always a nerd or they're always this or that or something like that. It's not necessarily the case. I know since I've been in for 6 years, I've seen people come and go, and if you want to be the mascot, put the time and effort into it. Don't just say, oh, yeah, I want to do it once and not do it again. No. If you're going to sign up for it, if you're going to say, yeah, I want to do it, then do it. Don't whine about how hot it gets. Don't whine about the fans or how long you're in the suit. Suit up and get to it. You're representing whether it's your university, your professional team, your high school, or whatever it is. You're the person that everyone's, I guess, person, animal, or thing, everyone's kind of going to be looking towards for guidance, whether it's in cheer, whether it's in mood for the game or event. Go out there and have fun. It's all on you. You're bigger than you think, and it's kind of hard to miss you in a crowd, whether you're a giant, I don't know, bird, bull, dog, husky, whatever. You're going to be the center of attention no matter where you go. So enjoy it, have fun, and just keep doing what you do.
That's awesome advice. I don't know. That's really awesome. I'm glad you said that. And Shout out to you. I want to thank you so much for taking the time on your vacation to talk with me. Like, you don't understand. It's been a lot of rejection or just like wondering like if anyone's gotten that message or read that message. So I really appreciate, you know, you taking the time to do this. And shout out, this is going to be odd, but shout out to your dad. I don't know. He seems like he plays an important role in your life. And that story, like, of your dad going to the games and stuff reminded me of me and my dad. And so, yeah, shout out to you and your dad. And I think I love this interview that we had, this conversation that we had. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. If there's anything else you need or anything that comes up in your research or whatever that you want another opinion on, just let us know and I can either shoot you an email or do another interview for you.
Alrighty, thanks. And that was it for interview number 5. I cannot have favorites on this show. Every time I record with a new guest, there's always a new story that just blows me away. So yeah, no favorites. I love everyone who's on. If you would please bear with me, I'm going to go through a few shout outs. Number one goes to Chris of Sounds Like an Earful. He helped bring my logo to life. So that little green furry guy that's, you know, everywhere, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I drew that and then Chris just took what I sent him and ran with it and made him my favorite color green. And yeah, so thanks to Christopher who helped me with my logo. Shout out to Cassidy of Jabber and the Drone podcast. That's a awesome movie review podcast. So if you like movies and podcasts, go check out Jabber and the Drone. Shout out to Joe of Podblocked, a Canadian podcast that talks about stuff. Also Brett and Adam of Hot Butter podcast. They talk about stuff too. I don't know if you're into podcasts. Like, I would hope if you're listening to this, you're also listening to other podcasts. So yeah. Also, Ed from Expand Your Playlist. Go check out his podcast. All of these guys have supported me and the other podcasts that I've done and this one as well. And I really appreciate that. And last but not least, shout out to Engineer to Entertain. If you follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mascot Diaries, you'll see that I posted this huge ring with my logo on it that came from Engineered to Entertain, and you'll hear about that mascot and his company in a few more weeks. I recorded with him and, you know, he sent me this awesome ring. I don't know why he's just like super super nice, because he was doing me the favor, plus he sent me like this awesome ring that I'm gonna take like pictures with all the mascots that I meet now. But yeah, shout out to Engineer to Entertain, and I will post those links and stay tuned for his episode. Yeah, like I said, find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. DM me your address and I will send you some stickers, because I have that file that Christopher made me of my awesome logo, and I made stickers and I would like to send them to you. If you could do me that favor, I've sent out over 20 letters so far. So I love mail. I don't know why, but I would love to send you some. Anyways, thanks again for listening and Happy New Year.